This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News, powered by News Team 7, and today I'm speaking with Jordan Hall and Sylvia Hershenson about the upcoming play at the Avenue Theater in West Plains, The Little Shop of Horrors. So, well, first off, welcome, Jordan, Sylvia. It's great to get to sit down and speak with you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, Little Shop of Horrors. I know that there was a movie about it. There's been a Broadway play about it. For people that have not been initiated, what can you tell us about the play?
Well, Little Shop of Horrors originally started as an off-Broadway show and became such a hit that it became a Broadway show that ran for 5 years. And the music is written by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken. The lyrics and music were written by that duo who also wrote Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin, which were all Disney shows that were very popular. So
I was about to say the name Alan Menken sounded really familiar, but I couldn't put a finger on it. Mm. So yeah, no, it's
he was the main driver behind the 90s Disney movies. He was the main composer.
Right. Okay. So it has music that is somewhat of a departure from that in the subject matter, but very clever and very catchy and fun songs to listen to and wonderful songs to perform.
Mm. It would actually be described as a rock musical in terms of category.
The original Little Shop of Horrors was actually written for around a Motown sound. And then as it became more mainstream, when it came onto Broadway, was adjusted a little bit to make it more interesting to all audiences.
Okay. So when are you holding casting? I know a lot of people who are very excited and want to try out. When is casting and where is casting?
Well, if anyone's interested in auditioning for the show, they can find all the information that they need at the Avenue Theater's Facebook page, the Avenue Theater, and they can find links to all the materials and stuff. But our auditions actually start this coming Sunday, and we have them on Sunday evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening of this upcoming week, so that we can hopefully get started with the show in the middle part of May as school starts to wrap up, and we can kind of transition from school to our summer show. And so they can go on to the Facebook page, and it tells them what songs or any material that's needed for the audition process, as well as a link to sign up. For they can choose a time. So they don't have to come and just sit around. They can actually pick a specific time that fits their schedule to make it in.
And where were the auditions being held at?
They, on Sunday, they're being held at the First United Methodist Church, but just for that one day. And then Monday and Tuesday we'll be back at the Avenue, because the Avenue has a production going on this weekend.
And you had mentioned that when school wraps up, now, you are both teachers, is that right?
Yes.
What
yes.
do you teach?
Well, I teach 5th through 12th grade choir, and so I have about 400 to 500 students that we work with in our choir program.
And I teach gifted education, so I teach 1st grade through 12th grade gifted education. And so Jordan and I have known each other his entire life, and I was a student of his father and worked in many musicals with him as well. So Jordan and I started to work together as directors, and I've been in shows with him as actors and directors. Mm. So we really enjoy working together, so it's a natural fit for whenever school is over, we can just transition in, mm. at to the Avenue
yep.
and continue there for about a month, and then we get mm. to have a little summer break.
Yeah, because when our theater careers actually started with The Sound of Music in the year 2000, she was Maria in The Sound of Music, and I was one of the Von Trapp children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have grown up together, I guess.
So once all the cast for Little Shop of Horrors is set, how long is practice going to go? When is the play going to first start performing?
The show opens June 23rd through July 2nd. There's 8 different performances through that window of time. But rehearsals will start mid-May, and they normally we practice pretty standard, three times a week until we get much closer to the end of June. Then it starts adding a few more.
Starts ramping up
and stuff. But for anybody who's interested, but maybe they have concerns of the time commitment, me and Sylvia, we greatly consider people's time, and we try to make sure rehearsals don't linger, or like we try to be considerate so they're not there for hours on end, so that you just come do what you got to do, and then once when the show gets ready to perform, then it gets all hands on deck and gets crazy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the fun happens, though.
It is, yes.
So I hear that Little Shop of Horrors is it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, when it comes to tryouts, are there any restrictions on who can or can't try out?
This year, we're asking that all auditionees be 16 years of age or older. But other than that, there are no other restrictions. It's open to anyone in the community or beyond West Plains, because this is really, we view it as, this is the town's theater, this is the community's show, and so truly, we want it to be something that the whole community can get behind.
Well, hey, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in and taking time out of your very busy days to talk about this really fun play that is going to be able to grace the Avenue Theater.
Well, thank you so much. We're
thank
so
you.
Excited to get started.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And if you're wanting to learn any more information about this, well, as you heard, you can check out the Avenue Theater's Facebook page online. This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News.